Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
713-572-4610. We were talking about Deshaun Watson's soothing qualities of his voice. Him and Jose Altuve, Rack. It's spawned some texts about whose voices are soothing in Houston sports. We'll probably have a top 10 list by the time this is done. James Harden is getting some support for having a soothing voice.
I don't know about that one. I would say more soothing. Is that the right word for James?
Here's why James Harden's voice isn't soothing.
Yeah.
His voice is soft. His voice is not soothing for Houston sports fans because he is polarizing.
Okay.
And not because he's got outlandish opinions or anything like that. He's polarizing because his performances are so flummoxing. You know, the postseason, I'm not going to say the postseason results. He's actually statistically excellent in the postseason, but the moments that he's had.
Right.
The most memorable postseason moments for James Harden, unfortunately, have been things that Houston fans have this Pavlovian association with failure, when the fact of the matter is he is, by and large, one of the most successful, other than the championships, the most successful players in the league in terms of regular season accolades,
right,
postseason stats. It's just those moments. I think James Harden's voice, if it's going to be soothing, it needs to be universally soothing. He would not soothe half of the audience that would have his voice on the phone.
But I think it's more than that, though, because what originally started all this was we played Altuve talking about how, hey, they've been in this position before in the postseason. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. They'll be fine. And it made me feel better. It made you feel better.
Right.
So likewise, we were talking about which guys can take control of a situation like that and calm the situation down. So it's as much about personality as it is about the actual voice quality. And I don't know. Harden's not quite there yet now. You feel like he's not. He just doesn't have that same persona as in Altuve, I think.
Two more on here that people mentioned. A texter says Wade Smith's voice is soothing as well. Let me tell you something about that. The more and more Wade does radio, the less soothing his voice is going to become. I'm just warning you.
Yeah, it'll become more and more about, hey, here's where you're wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. If Wade Smith's voice is the still water that you want to sit next to and just skip a rock across and it calms you all down, buckle up, Buttercup.
Oh, yeah, we'll ruin him. Ruin him right good.
You're going to destroy the soothingness of Wade Smith. He will not be Wade Smooth. He will be Wade. Yeah, you will not like that version of Wade Smith that we're going to create.
Well, I think they'll like it. It'll just be a different relationship.
It won't be soothing.
It's 4 hours 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. It changes a man.
Yeah, that's true.
You get that 1,000-yard voice.
You're going to like him still, but he won't be as soothing. Yeah. Laramie Tunsil's getting some love on here.
Yeah, well, no, and also in kind of has that take charge persona, too, where you could see him settling the situation down.
Ironic, seeing as he came from one of the crappiest teams in the league, that he would be a take charge guy. John McClane has a country-sounding soothing voice. Does John McClane have a soothing voice to you, Seth?
I don't know. It's because I never shake the suspicion that John McClane hates me. So there's always that.
So
I
that
feel
doesn't
like,
soothe you necessarily.
Yeah, it doesn't soothe me. I feel like if your executioner has a soothing voice, or the judge
kind of baiting
the
you
judge
in.
Who's tired of your antics.
Right.
Oh, man, I've hate about it. Like if his character in Spring Breakers, if I was standing before the man, he'd be like, Seth, I've had enough of you, and you're cutting me off while I'm trying to answer questions,
right,
and your dismissal of my opinions.
50 years.
I sentence you to 50 years in the hole.
Right.
No water.
Right. No water. So we're getting a lot of people weighing in on that. Deshaun Watson's MVP odds, according to betonline.ag, there are only two players with shorter MVP odds than the quarterback of the Houston Texans, one Deshaun Watson. They are Patrick Mahomes, who is still the favorite despite his gimpy ankle and a loss to the Colts last week, and despite only throwing one touchdown pass in the last 2 weeks. I don't know that this is clearly Mahomes' most dry stretch of productivity from a touchdown pass standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the first time they've scored fewer than 28 points. This is... He as a starter, and this is where somebody did that thing. Texans and Aaron, who I usually like, kind of mischaracterize what I said
yesterday. He's a Twitter person?
Yeah. And I usually like him. But yesterday when we were talking about the competition between Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, I said so far Pat Mahomes is head and shoulders above Deshaun Watson and everybody else, for the duration of his career just because of the sheer numbers of it all. Now, the reasons for that, you can make all kinds of explanations for it, including Andy Reid, supporting cast, whatever it might be. I'm just saying up to this point, based on scoring offense alone, based on the fact that Pat Mahomes has won an MVP, all those things, that's Pat Mahomes is the clear winner. That doesn't mean that it has to be that way forever in perpetuity. And this right here, I really honestly believe that Deshaun Watson last week had a bit of a breakthrough. And Bill O'Brien had a bit of a breakthrough too. And part of it was just remembering the simple part of the game, that it doesn't have to be so complex all the time. You don't have to be trying to win the game with every single pass. It's just the pitch and catch. Hey, there's an easy throw on first and 10. We're going to take that easy money. I think that they made a breakthrough. It was against a bad Falcons defense, don't get me wrong, but I think it's going to be a better offense moving forward. So that's why this matchup right now, where you're telling me that Deshaun Watson has the third best odds to win the MVP,
yep,
behind
Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
Yeah. This, at the end of the season, this matchup right here is key and critical, because I would say the same way when J.J. Watt was being mentioned in MVP conversations, which we know it's probably... it's going to be a long time before a defensive player wins it.
Sure.
The one thing that really would have made voters think hard that season is if the Texans had beaten the Colts, if they had beaten the Broncos, because Manning was still in the conversation.
Yep.
If he had beat the other candidates head-to-head, and if J.J. had, you know, a pick six or something in one of those games, then that might have gotten people really over onto the side, because they would have said, wow, he actually defeated other MVPs, and he single-handedly did it. This matchup right now, if Deshaun wants to have a chance at the MVP this year, he's got to outplay Pat Mahomes.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on that, Seth, because these awards are about impressions and moments. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes had moments last year that people remember. And you know, the no-look throw was something that was glitzy. But I think when I think of Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, obviously you think about the numbers. He was superhuman when it comes to statistics. But I think about the fourth down throw in that Ravens game late in the season where they won a game in overtime. It was the only game the Ravens lost with Lamar Jackson at quarterback last year. And Mahomes throwing across his body on fourth down, a do-or-die play, and he throws that pass. They score. They go on to overtime. They win the football game. Russell Wilson's moment was, I think, this Thursday game last week against the Rams, where he had many moments in that game. He drove them down for the winning touchdown in that game. This is a chance this Sunday for Deshaun Watson to have one of those
right
moments.
And I'm not actually as impressed by the circus throws as I am just the actual offensive production.
Yes.
And that's why I've always sided for Tom Brady and his peak window, not necessarily right now, but versus Aaron Rodgers is the far superior quarterback, almost precisely because Tom Brady doesn't have the circus throws, because he just churns out production year after year to the point where they were top three scoring offense every single year. Aaron Rodgers had way more highs and lows, and you can blame Mike McCarthy if you want, but there were years where the Packers were the 15th best scoring offense. That never happens with Tom Brady. So I think that's what it boils down to with me. Pat Mahomes has more God-given arm talent than just about any quarterback who's ever lived. And that's not the no-look passes, that's not the off-the-back foot or anything. That's just the ease with which he rifles off precision deep throws, mid-range throws, short range. If you want to look at an impressive highlight reel of a quarterback, watch Pat Mahomes' screen throws.
Mm.
Honestly and truly, because part of a successful screen is putting the ball precisely where the guy can just get moving immediately. And it always seems like it shouldn't be as hard as it is, but it's hard. He does that perfectly well. So he just has great arm talent. But that doesn't mean that he's always going to be the best quarterback.
Yeah.
So this game right here, I'm really excited for Deshaun Watson. I'm really excited for potentially what they can do versus this Kansas City defense, because it's not a good defense. They've improved somewhat in some areas, but they can't stop the run. And if the Texans put together a good game plan and actually go out with a balanced attack, they've got a shot in this,
so
this game.
So Tyrann Mathieu has not had a transformative effect on that Kansas City defense? The honey badger hasn't come in and just recalibrated everything.
It
for
was
them.
Yeah, despite the large name and everything. Yes, they have
honey badger. I the large contract.
For the life of me, I couldn't figure out why somehow it was going to be just because of a coordinator change. They were going to be a markedly different defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's they bring in Justin Houston and that helps, but it's. They've still got issues. In their run defense, you might think run defense shouldn't matter as much these days. It does if you can't stop the run and it keeps your MVP quarterback off the field because the other and you limit the number of possessions in the game, then it's going to hurt your football team.
Seth's voice soothes me while I brush my teeth in the morning. That's a text.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult or just a flat out
I would
joke.
Say just, you know what?
I'm going to accept it as an insult. That's the way I roll.
That's what a soothing person does.
If Altuve is like, hey, buddy, Seth, it's not an insult. I'd say, shut your mouth, Altuve.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it as an insult. You sit back there. You protect yourself and rest
It'll
for
water
game
bug
five.
You.
Yeah.
MVP text message, MVP equals McCaffrey. The best thing that's happened to Christian McCaffrey's MVP candidacy is Cam Newton's injury.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They keep winning games. They've won three games with Kyle Allen at quarterback, and McCaffrey's the biggest reason why.
McCaffrey's got a really good shot at it. I'm going to say the biggest thing about McCaffrey is he's strong and he's tough and he's built like a brick bleep house, but he's also very little.
Can he hold up over 16 games?
Now, he might hold up over 16 games this year, and there's no reason for me to believe he's injury prone or anything. I just worry about him over time.
Yeah.
What's McCaffrey? McCaffrey might have to pull off a way early holdout at some point because he's going to get paid once probably.
Yeah, I think like a lot
you
of running backs.
More of these guys need to start doing what Curtis Martin did though too. Remember Curtis Martin was wearing...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.